In the news, we hear daily about the suffering in Gaza, and the crisis touches all parts of society, including the pets and strays impacted by the fighting. An animal rescue shelter in Wyoming is stepping up to lend a hand. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
You're going to be like the second or third member of the public to actually see these dogs.
John Raymer, executive director of the Kindness Ranch Animal Sanctuary, takes me to the loudest part of the Kindness Ranch, the intake area for new rescued animals. It's a large room suited for holding dogs, pigs, or even llamas.
What part are we about to step into?
So this is our intake area for all of the new dogs and sometimes occasional farm animals. This is where they come for decompression and
70 rescued dogs have been flown across the Atlantic Ocean, ending up at different shelters across the country. A taxing journey for any animal, but for 10 of these dogs, their trip ends here in Wyoming. Their destination, the Kindness Ranch, an animal sanctuary tucked into flat, grassy lands on Wyoming's eastern plains.
So you'll have to adjust your levels for 10 barking dogs when we first get back there.
Some dogs hide, some jump up and bark, but Maison, a blonde three-legged dog, perks up with joy, tail wagging. She's doing well for a dog who was living at sea level days prior. Maison and the other dogs came to Wyoming from a West Bank rescue called Daily Hugs.
Some I'm aware of that they were feral street dogs. Some were found begging and then taken to Ma'ad's rescue.
Ma'ad is a Palestinian-American. He owned and operated the Daily Hugs Rescue before they had to evacuate all of the animals.
And he did the absolute best that he could. But then as the unrest began to escalate over there, there was power rationing, which when you're on a well results in water rationing as well.
Ma'ad eventually reached out to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA. Acting as a parent organization to the entire rescue operation, the SPCA contacted people like Maggie McQuain, Director of Disaster Response for Wings of Rescue. That's an organization that focuses on the placement of rescued animals in shelters across the U.S. They were a perfect fit for the job.
And we haven't worked with Kindness Ranch before, but they have a stellar reputation in the world.
That's because Kindness Ranch has worked with severely traumatized animals, like those rescued or retired from testing and research. McQuain knew the most physically hurt or psychologically damaged dogs should go to the ranch. Dogs like Susu, who retreats to her corner at the mere sight of humans. She'll need special care and rehabilitation. McQuain worked out the logistics to have them taken to Kindness Ranch.
And this has been by far the most breathtaking series of logistical decisions that have had to be made that I've ever seen in my life. Also, because it was touch and go, it was not something that any of the organizations were fundraising to do. Like, everyone just did it.
It was already a massive undertaking for staff at the Daily Hugs Rescue to prepare the dogs and their medical information for transport. Once in America, they still had the logistics of food, handoffs, and a maze of bureaucratic red tape. But in just 3 months' time, they managed to bring all of the dogs from Daily Hugs to the United States. Here's John Raymer of Kindness Ranch.
To schedule the trip to New York to be with the dogs and assess them with complications of border security and then intake through customs and border patrol coming into America, it was just a bunch of last-minute hurdles.
Ultimately, all 70 dogs have arrived at their shelters, and the 10 at Kindness Ranch are now in the hands of long-term, passionate, and experienced caretakers, like Howard Goldman, the animal companion manager at the ranch.
The rehabilitation process is ongoing. In the early stages, we're trying to get the dogs used to a routine when they go outside in the morning, getting them used to wearing harnesses and leading on a leash.
Goldman says the ranch will care for these animals as long as needed. Some of these dogs may have had too much physical or mental trauma to be adopted, like Susu. Some may spend their whole lives at the sanctuary under the care of professionals. Regardless of their status, Goldman spends his time socializing inside the cage and out in the field with each of the West Bank dogs.
One of the things that surprised me is how gentle they are. All they've been through before they were in the shelter, in the times that they were in the West Bank, and they're still extremely gentle and still very appreciative. You know, amazing how resilient they are.
For now, most of the dogs will continue acclimating to the wind and snow of Wyoming. But dogs like Maison, the three-legged speed machine, are already showing signs of trust. Goldman believes it won't be long before some of these dogs could be ready for permanent homes in Wyoming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.